Outrage over the death of George Floyd is spreading across the globe. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Canadians are watching in horror at what's happening in the United States. And protests have broken out on the streets of London and Berlin and as far away as New Zealand.
And here in this country, presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden gave a speech in Philadelphia today addressing the escalating unrest in the U.S. And President Trump signed an executive order on religious freedom after that photo op at a historic D.C. church yesterday, where police and the National Guard dispersed protesters with tear gas and flash grenades to clear the way for the president. NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro joins us now. Domenico, Biden spoke in Philadelphia today. He addressed the protests sparked by George Floyd's death. Let's listen.
A country is crying out for leadership. Leadership that can unite us. Leadership that brings us together. Leadership that can recognize pain and deep grief of communities that have had a knee on their neck for a long time.
Domenico, tell us more about what Biden said today.
Well, grief, you know, is really one of those sweet spots for Joe Biden. He wrote a whole book about his, you know, aftermath with the death of his son, Beau. And he talks a lot about in that book, and he talked a lot about today, finding purpose. It reminds me of a very Catholic sort of way of looking at death and morbidity and trying to find some hope through that. He's trying to strike this balance. You know, he criticized President Trump speaking out for racial justice and action going forward, the need for that, but disapproving of the violent demonstrations. And that's a tough balance to strike. And, you know, it was a pretty strong speech. His critiques for Trump were really about him holding up the Bible. At one point he said that, you know, he held up the Bible and I wished he'd read it once in a while.
Mm. Well, what about that? The scene last night with the Attorney General, William Barr, standing there in front of the cameras, waiting for this moment to happen where the National Guard troops charge forward at peaceful protesters outside the White House to clear the way for President Trump to do a photo op at this church. How are people reacting in Washington?
Yeah, it was really an astonishing moment. I mean, conservatives who the president, you know, has retweeted and who have been deeply in his camp, you know, certainly are praising him and saying that they thought this was a good idea. But there's not much beyond that. There are a lot of things that this president has done, but this could be one of those searing moments. I mean, to clear peaceful protesters with smoke bombs, to take a photo in front of a church with a Bible is something else altogether. Local officials, religious leaders have condemned what he did yesterday. We know that the president is looking at his own reelection poll numbers. He's looking at the fact that older voters have come down somewhat for him. Evangelical voters, people inside the White House are concerned that with his handling of the coronavirus pandemic, that he may be losing some of them, that he's had some softening with some core groups. And one thing that this president has always done is declare himself the law and order candidate. And he believes taking that hard line can help him draw a wedge with those moderate whites who disapprove of the way Minneapolis police knelt on the neck of George Floyd in that video and were outraged by that, but at the same time disapproving of those violent protests.
Well, some also believe that he is trying to take attention away from what's going on with the coronavirus pandemic, which, of course, has not gone away, even as many states have started to open up a bit more. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the leader in terms of the health experts for the White House on this pandemic, said yesterday he hasn't spoken to Trump in 2 weeks. What do you make of that?
You know, I mean, coronavirus hasn't gone away. I mean, you know, we have seen declines in a lot of states, but clearly a very long plateau. The United States now over 105,000 deaths in this country, leading the world in the number of deaths from coronavirus. You know, it's a very dangerous position for the United States and for the U.S. president to be in when you don't have a vaccine, you don't have a known or proven treatment. The White House believes that the number of cases will go down over the summer months because of the warmth. That's a guess. But that potentially could mean that people, you know, get lax on social distancing measures. And if they were to do that, you could see a spike and a spike in the fall. And if you still don't have a vaccine, which, you know, look, Dr. Fauci had said that he's a little disappointed with the way, for example, Moderna put out their data earlier this year about it. And, you know, it's there's nothing there that's set in stone that's going to get the country back to normal, so to speak, You know, and I think that these protests and violent clashes have really clouded that.
NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro, thank you.
You're welcome.